Tenet John says that insofar as England's concerned and the way they do things, he says, well, he can't sort of say what they should do, but as far as he's concerned, he said what he reckons to be the true way. That's all he can say about it. Tan Shan says that. If bhikkhus are living together in the right way, and they're living with respect and metta for each other, then whether they're dhammayutta or mahanika or whatever it is doesn't matter. It's only a matter of the restrictive, the formal acts of kamma, and that's all. He says it's like children in a family. They may have different ways of doing things, but it doesn't mean to say that they're not accepted there, or that they're disliked or rejected or anything of that sort. But if the practice is proper as it should be, then bhikkhus can live together, whether they're mahankaya or dhammayutta, or it makes little difference, and they can get on together. They'll be fully accepted.
We can have sort of informal discussions,
yes.
Perhaps with Champagne Wada and so on. And I wouldn't like, since I've been the sort of instigator of this meeting, I wouldn't like to imply that Tensumeda sort of takes.
No, I asked him to translate what I talk in Chinese so that you can understand better, because he sat silent for some time. But I just now. I wish to clarify the matter. So what the Ajahn Boy had said, I said, now I understood such and such thing. Is it all right? And he said, yes. So because I couldn't translate right now, so he might be able to translate my talk better than I do. That's why I asked him, to be fair. You can translate into English because I have already talked twice.
I think
you speak English, not Thai. Please speak English.
In regard to this. In Kaya, Penanjana said that the English Sangha Trust is like the parents, and they can support many kinds of children. It doesn't matter, they don't have to say one is better than the other or anything. It's just that one allows for differences within one's family. And therefore, he regards this as, that England could support both children.
I can't help feeling that, however.
Is that right?
Yes, that's the first part. And the second part, what else? The second part that I talked just now.
In regards to the Parimokkha.
Yes, in the second part, I asked him. So I understood that provided the Mahanikaya and the Dhammayutta sect who stay together, live together, that do discuss something that for the community together. That's all right. But provided that they have the same dhamma, the same strict Vinay, they did do the same way, and also the same Patimokkha. And if they have this these things all equal. They can live together and understand one another. And so it might be a good example to show that, as a matter of fact, if those who observe the level, the water with the same level, something like that, I think, then suppose one Nikai got four in number, they can do Patimok. And the other Nikai got three, they don't have to do the Patimok. But that Sankhakam, the Patimok, is something of their own. I mean, within it is inside their Sankhak. It does not concern the people. Why should the people come and got into trouble with their Sankhakam? Sankhakam seems to be it for their own thing. That's all. I asked, I just put that across.
Well, in Thailand, that's how they do it.
As a matter of fact, it's a matter of
like the Parinoka and various Sankhakamma have to be separate according to Samvasa, Nikaya. But other than that, it's like Tanajara was saying, because the missing has different Samvasa and share and everything in each other's lives and meditate together. As far as the Sankhakamma would go, it would remain separate. Because like if there were four Mahanikai bhikkhus, then they would be the party mocha together. And if there were three bhikkhus, they couldn't do the party mocha, but they would do their particular confession of offenses and claim their purity with each other. And this is how they regard it. But of course there would have to be a standard of vinaya even to live together. I mean, that would be allowed in order to live together. A common standard that would be acceptable to both.
Kind of challenge bringing up the problem of people's actions. In that there is this division between Tamayu and Kaya. And it's people's attitudes, not the Dhamma strong. If you get people with Dhamma, then they can live together regardless of the sect. Trouble is there's so many who are not. And there's so many who think about this what being Mahanika, this what being Tamayut. When you get that sort of thing, then you immediately get people who are attached to one or the other. You do tend to get the distinctions being made there, and that can lead to trouble.